From California, the story now of the largest undercover medical fraud inquiry in U.S. history. It began in 1998 under the code name Duriscam, and it involved FBI agents posing as doctors and patients at a fake medical clinic in Los Angeles. The investigation uncovered illegal kickbacks or false insurance billing for such durable items as wheelchairs or body braces. Across the state, 400 people have been arrested in the past 2 years, and hundreds more are expected. FBI Supervisory Special Agent Daniel M. Martino, who headed the Los Angeles operation, joins us now by phone from his office in Los Angeles. Agent Martino, I'm a little unclear. What was the con here? What exactly was happening?
Well, essentially, in 1996, we learned that several medical supply companies that sold durable medical equipment, as well as clinical laboratories, were engaged in criminal activity. In looking at the referrals, we determined that instead of working one case, we had a systemic problem, and we would try to address it through the use of an undercover operation.
So what you did was you set yourself up a clinic, and you got people to pose as doctors and patients. How did these medical suppliers find you?
Well, some of them were predicated, and what we would do is we would contact them and let them know that we were newly organized clinic in the Los Angeles area, that we had affiliations throughout the country, and that we were looking to deal with new medical suppliers in the area. And during the initial contacts, we would indicate to them that we had a large patient base, very sophisticated patient base, made of Medicare beneficiaries as well as Medi-Cal beneficiaries and private insurance beneficiaries. And during the course of the initial contacts, many of these people wanted to do business with us, and they would solicit our business, and they would indicate that they would pay us illegal kickbacks in exchange for the referral of business.
Would they do this on the phone?
No, they would do this in person. They would come into the office, into the clinic. They would meet the medical personnel. We would staff the clinic with agents posing as doctors. And we also had retired FBI agents come in as patients. So when the subject would walk into the clinic, he would see a fully operational clinic where we were doing EKGs and other things. So there was a lot of activity. So they would see an illusion of an operating clinic.
And then what would happen? How would a kickback work, for example?
Okay. They would do the billing directly to Medicare or Medicaid. And then after they received the remittance, they would visit the clinic again. They would meet the undercover agent administrator either in the clinic or in a restaurant or in a parking lot and pay the kickback.
And money would change hands?
Absolutely.
And it's not over, is it?
The case is not over by any stretch of the imagination. This is this case has expanded into other medical clinics, into clinical laboratories, medical supply companies, and we're into physicians, if you can believe that.
Physicians?
Yes. We have physicians who are soliciting kickbacks from medical supply companies as well as pharmacy companies.
Is that where the money is, healthcare?
Well, when you look at healthcare, you're looking at a $1.35 trillion annual business, and we attribute fraud at about 10%, which would make it about $100 billion. There's a lot of money in fraud, and obviously I think you can agree that it's wasted when it's done on fraud, and it could be much better used in social programs and defense, and fraudsters will take advantage of that.
Agent Martino, thanks a lot for your time.
You're quite welcome.
Daniel M. Martino is an FBI supervisory special agent in charge of the Los Angeles operation called Duriscam, the largest undercover medical fraud inquiry in U.S. history.